What is the difference between beti and sukha, also equanimity and emptiness as a felt sense? Well, equanimity I just talked about, emptiness as a say as a felt sense. Particularly from, say, the Theravada perspective, emptiness is a, say, the emptiness of a sense of self, that I, me, mine, agenda. That's what emptiness is pointing to. It's not a... say it's not a metaphysical. It's not emptiness in a metaphysical sense, which is something in later schools of Buddhism. There's, say, the doctrines of emptiness end up being somehow concretized or made into a metaphysical quality. Say the Theravada scriptures, emptiness is the, you know, the felt sense of not having, not being pressed upon or driven by the self agendas, that ability to relinquish, put down, or not bring into being that whole the I, me, mine. Position. The difference between piti and sukha is, say, piti is joy, rapture. It's more of a emotional or more emotionally centered in the sense of where sukha is, of course, both obviously it's emotion as well, but it's also more body, a felt sense within the body more, so that there's maybe piti is also maybe an elation. There's kind of an excitement there. Probably the best way of making pointing to the difference of piti and sukha are the commentarial description or example that is given by in the Visuddhimagga. And it's just illustrated by saying it's as if a person were walking through some kind of wilderness, kind of deserty type area, deserty type wilderness, and of course one's tired, one's thirsty, one's hungry. And not sure of the, am I going to make it to some kind of safety? And then one sees somebody coming from the opposite direction, and they look like they're fresh, they're clean, they're. They look kind of happy, and they say, "Yes, just over there is a kind of oasis, a forest, a pond, a small lake. There's water. There's food. There's place to rest. You're comfortable. There's other people there, and what arises is a sense of joy." And kind of elation that okay, I'm gonna make it. It's not it's not far. I'll get there. And then one arrives at that place. One's able to bathe, to drink one's fill, to rest, and that is sukha. There's a happiness, but there's also a well-being, and it's felt within the body as well.